Hello there, my audioboo friends. It's March 27th, 2014. It's 5 minutes past 1 o'clock. I'm heading back to the office after having had lunch. Nice quiet lunch at my sister's place. My sister wasn't home, so I sort of settled down and watched the news. I was particularly interested in Flight 370 there that they still haven't found. And from what I understand, the conditions in the southern Indian Ocean are so bad that they've had to call off the searches and send the ships and the airplanes back to base. So it's tantalizingly close, yet very, very far. And from what I've read, those infamous black boxes, which are actually orange, from the airplane, they're... lifespan on battery is about 30 days or so, maybe a little bit longer depending on the technology used, but they're basically saying that they might last till about mid-April. So they don't have a heck of a long time to look for these airplane for these boxes and to find the airplane and try to decipher what in the world happened. I mean, it's probably the biggest aviation mystery of all, or at least in my recollection. All right. I was just listening to Sassy Cat's Audioboo on Audioboo, now giving 10 minutes for their free accounts. That makes me ecstatic because I opened up an account for Virtual Montreal, my website that I hope to officially launch this summer. And I had created an account because I figured that that would be the easiest way for me to upload the audio right up, straight up to my Virtual Montreal site, which runs on WordPress. The WordPress integration with Audioboo seems to work quite well, and that's what I was going to do. Of course, with a 3-minute limit at the time that I signed up, I was kind of scratching my head wondering how I'm going to pull this off, because 3 minutes isn't a heck of a long time if you're going to be talking about certain aspects of Montreal or certain areas of Montreal. But now that I've got 10 minutes, which I think is more than enough for every single entry that I would do corresponding to one image. That's the main premise that I have with Virtual Montreal, was to do one audio segment per image. And the first thing I'm going to do is the Perry Montreal tour, which is basically I'm going to drive the perimeter of the island of Montreal and stopping off at key areas and key points and basically doing an audio blog about each point with an accompanying picture. Now with 10 minutes at my disposal, that's going to be great. Originally, I was going to do the voiceover work in the studio. So take a picture, sort of note it down, then sit in the studio with my notes and the picture, and then talk about. But one of the main premises I wanted to do with the Virtual Montreal is also to include soundscapes and to include the sound around me. So I'm still not 100% sure I'm just going to do it with my iPhone, because I'd like a better microphone setup to be able to capture things in stereo. What would be great is if I could get my hands on some binaural microphones, just like McColgan uses, and Freaky Foof. I think that would be the ultimate, to record things binaurally and really give you a sense of the soundscape around me and at any one of those particular points along the perimeter tour. But also later on, when I plan to do the jazz festival and talk about maybe the comedy festival, take you up on Mount Royal, which is a basically, well, it's not really a mountain, it's more like a pimple in the middle of the island of Montreal. But there's a wonderful lookout, so maybe post one or two audio segments from there, from the various lookouts, and explain a little bit what you're seeing in the picture, and give you an sort of a virtual tour of Montreal from an elevated area. I wanted to do also the approaches to Montreal from the main cardinal points, and perhaps talk about some of the neighborhoods and how the neighborhoods have changed over the years. Maybe some of the communities and those communities that, or those neighborhoods that are attached very much to various ethnic communities, be it Chinatown, be it the Italian sector, be it the Greek area, and so forth. And again, knowing now that I have a little bit more time, if not to record on my iPhone, but at least to post my recordings with the accompanying photograph in Audioboo, which is a great platform for that, and then have them automatically synced up to my WordPress blog / virtual Montreal site, I think it's, I'm really happy. So that's it. That's it for me, my update on this Thursday. Kind of a gray day, and it's still darn cold here in Montreal. I cannot ride my scooter. I cannot wait. Looks like it's going to have to go to probably next week, but I'm crossing my fingers. I've ordered a new winter or cold weather riding jacket, motorcycle jacket, made by a company called First Gear. It's called the Jaunt T2, and it seems to be a really, really nice jacket. And, I'm hoping to get out there and do a little bit of riding and soon. I miss it. Okay, that's it for me, and I will catch you all later. Thanks for listening. Take care.